every day. And right now, Ogden's has hundreds of remnants in stock. So stop by Steve Ogden's Carpet, 205 West St. George Boulevard.
The business team at Tri-State Office Supply equates their success with the service they give you. So unparalleled inventories are maintained for fast service to their customers. Your business deserves the best, so make the Tri-State team part of your team. Tri-State for free delivery and same-day service if ordered by noon. Tri-State Office Supply, 36 East Tabernacle, the open door to customer satisfaction. The business team.
You're with Rebel Basketball and Larry Jewell on 890 KDXU.
When you hear the crash,
think spring and think savings at Jones Paint and Glass, your home improvement headquarters. Top of the line Fuller O'Brien paint is on sale. Latex flat wall paint, only $9.99. Full flow latex satin gloss enamel is $16.99. And Fuller Glow latex satin enamel, $11.99. Jones Paint and Glass, 6th East and Tabernacle.
We've got Jones Paint and Glass.
Talking with Dixie College head basketball coach Ken Wagner. Coach, the rematch that both sides seem to be waiting for. You've split, and now this is the one that decides the two teams.
Well, I don't know if we've been waiting for it. I just think it's unavoidable. But, you know, it's a time when we've all worked hard all season to prepare for, and we just need to be ready and go out and do a good job.
As you take a look at this, doesn't get any easier after you win the first game. In fact, it doesn't even get any easier once you get out of regular season.
No, it doesn't. I thought I was happy that we came back and played very well last night and did some of the things we'd been working on this week. And yet tonight will be a very strong test. They beat us up at their place, and at our place it was a very close game, even though, for a little while we jumped out on them. But they have some excellent shooters, good inside players, and just a lot of good depth and very good overall team.
Tough to match up with, aren't they?
Well, I think because of their size, they are little, and yet I think it's tough for them to match up with us because of our quickness.
Size versus quickness today?
Uh-huh, and, we need to take advantage of our quickness, and offensively, I really feel if we'll play hard defensively and be unselfish, that we'll have good results just as we had last night.
As you look at the first day's action, Utah Valley had a so-so performance for Utah Valley. You, on the other hand, had one of your best performances. As a coach, do you prefer to have that, or do you prefer to come on stronger? Do you expect Utah Valley to be tougher?
Well, I'm sure they'll play a lot better today. It's the second day of the tournament, and yet I'm glad we played well. We needed it because we hadn't been playing well.
That's kind of set a tempo for your team there.
It did, and I really believe we'll come out ready to go and get after it.
What about Utah Valley? What's the biggest problem they pose? Peter Martin?
Well, I think sometimes people look too much at their inside game, and, you could probably give them 30 or 40 points inside, and if you cut off their guards, then you'll be able to win the game. And so I think it's tough to try and cut off both and win, and so you have to do your best to cut off the one you can and see what happens.
Which way is Dixie going to go?
Well, we've tried to pressure their guards quite a bit, and I felt at our place we didn't give up any three-pointers until the end of the game when it was really over.
Two different ball games between these two at the beginning. In many ways, you were maybe played a stronger game in Orem.
Well, we played very strong, had the lead most of the time, and yet at the end they got up on us and did a pretty good job of, putting us away. And I feel we need to get out and control the tempo and start out strong and just play a good, hard defensive game the whole game.
Specifically, what do you want to do to Utah Tech? Pressure?
Well, we'd like to pressure their guards, try and do a few things different inside and see if we can stop them a little bit in there, but more with a one-on-one type of situation. But we want to get the ball and run, and on offense be patient and powered inside, and if we don't have that, then kick it outside for the three-pointer.
Do you feel like you can run on Utah Valley?
Uh-huh. I really feel if we'll play good defense and rebound hard that we can get our running game going.
Does the running game favor Dixie?
I really think it does.
The other matchup, Southern Idaho versus North Idaho, it's the top four teams. How do you see that matchup?
Well, I really believe that CSI will be tough to beat here at home. And I would think it would be hard for Northern Idaho to beat them. especially since our best player was hurt last night.
Back to the Dixie-Utah Valley game. Starting lineup tonight for Dixie.
We'll go with the same lineup we used last night.
Any key player that you're looking for is saying, hey, this guy's got to come through for us?
No, I think all of them do. You know, this is one of those situations where you're playing against an excellent team, and I think the whole team has to come through for you.
Defensively, it was a great effort yesterday by Dixie against Ricks. What sort of, how much tougher is it to defense Utah Valley?
Well, you know, they both are similar in that they have the good three-point shooters, but in Utah Valley has the inside people also.
Is there any one ball player that you look to on the opposition that says, hey, if this guy goes wild on us, we're going to have problems?
Well, I think that, we need to control the Santiago's and Moon. If we can hold them from scoring, then I think our chances of winning are pretty good.
Defensively, how will the matchups go?
Well, we'll have Corby on Moon, Booby on Todd Reed, Craig on their three men. They've started either Cam Jarman or Bowman. Peter Martin and their other big kid will be Crow and Jardine.
Last time, Richard Jardine did an outstanding job on Stan Rose, just kept him away from the basketball.
Oh, I hope he does it again this time.
The key, the quickness of Dixie?
Well, I think, like I said, the quickness, and then defensively, we've got to do the job. We can't give him any free shots.
Coach Ken Wagner, thank you for being with us. Good luck tonight.
Well, thank you, Larry.
There you've heard from Dixie College Coach Ken Wagner. Let's take a 60-second break. We'll be back with the starting lineups. Dixie versus Utah Valley, back in 60.
Motorsportsland's gigantic open house continues. During this celebration of savings, you'll find special prices, special financing, and special incentives available to make any deal a sweet deal at Motorsportsland. Through March 4th, you'll find 10.99% interest on selected motorhomes. Whether you're looking for trailers, RVs, or boats, the deal is waiting for you at Motorsportsland. So drop in anytime prior to March 4th and celebrate during their celebration of savings open house at Motorsportsland in St. George.
Subway's double the meat on your favorite Subway subs, the Super Subs. They're stuffed, stacked, and double-packed.
Stuffed, stacked, double-packed, the Subway Super Subs. They got twice the meat, and that's a fact. You might think you're seeing double subs, stacked, double-packed, the Subway Super Subs.
Subway sandwiches located on 700 South and North Bluff in St. George, also located in Cedar City.
Back in Twin Falls, where Dixie College is taking on Utah Valley Community College. Starting lineup for Dixie College, Craig Rydalch, 6'4" freshman from Camas, Utah. Rydalch had 27 points yesterday and had a Super Bowl game, one of his best. And if you're looking at points per minute, he was outstanding. Corby McDaniel starting at 6'5" from Valley High School in Las Vegas. Also starting will be Carl Booby James from Dunbar High School in Baltimore, Maryland, and a transfer from Nevada, Las Vegas. Richard Jardine, 6'8" sophomore, transfer from the University of Hawaii also, and from Dixie High School in St. George. Todd Crow from Hillcrest High School in the Salt Lake Valley, starting up front also. Starting for Utah Valley Community College, let's check the starting lineup. 6'4" sophomore Cam Jarman from Provo High School will start up front. Also starting at a guard position, Scott Moon, the 6-foot sophomore from Davis High School, transfer from Weber State College. Todd Reed, former Dixie College player, 6'2" sophomore, son of Coach Duke Reed, will start at the other guard. Up front will be 6'8" sophomore or freshman Stan Rose from Leeds, Alabama. And starting at center, the 7-foot sophomore transfer from the University of Hawaii, Peter Martin from Auckland, New Zealand. Martin, the leading scorer in the conference, and he is going to be a factor. Nope, there are some other big kids on other teams, but nobody is the real 7-foot pure center in this league as much as Peter Martin. No question, he's major college material and will be a challenge for Dixie tonight. Martin comes in, averaging 21.8 points per game. Dixie, leading scorer is Todd Crow at 20.2 points per game. Crow is playing with stitches in his tongue. Ended up with a couple of stitches in his tongue last night after that injury in the first half. Has not been able to eat all that well today, but is healthy enough. Came back to play a little bit in the second half last night. Jardine is 6'8", jumping against the 7-foot Peter Martin. Hawaii transfer versus Hawaii transfer this time. About ready to get underway with the first 20 minutes of play. The winner goes on to the championship game tomorrow night against the winner of Southern Idaho and North Idaho. Tap control by Martin into the hands of Scott Moon. Or correction, Jarman. Out in front it goes to Todd Reed. Reed being pressured by Booby James. Back out in front it comes to Cam Jarman. Utah Valley very serious as they came to the gym. Jump shot by Rose, no good. Short jump shot, rebound cleared away by Corby McDaniel. Dixie needs a good effort on the boards. Booby James at the angle, three-point attempt. Craig Rydolch, good. And Rydolch picks it up where he left off last night. More St. George fans have braved the poor road conditions to come to Twin Falls. 3-0, Dixie begins things. Todd Reed against Booby James. At the angle, it goes to Scott Moon. Moon makes the move to the baseline. Jump shot blocked out of bounds by Corby McDaniel. McDaniel ended up with a little bit of a thigh bruise last night in last night's ball game. Tonight, had a night to have a hot pad on it, feeling much better. Inbounds comes to Jarman. Back to Todd Reed. Reed brings it out in front to set up the offense once again. Utah Valley wants that power offense. At the angle, it goes to Rose. Rose travels as he tries to dump it underneath to Martin. Turnover by Utah Valley. Dixie with a 3-0 lead. Not quite a minute into the ball game. This game coming to you on the fiber optics network of Sprint long distance services. Pass at the angle goes to Corby McDaniel, trying to find Crow underneath. Instead, at the free throw line, Jardine shot no good. Rebound capped by Crow out in front. It's a 3-on-1 fast break. Reed to Rose. Rose tries to slam over Jardine. They call a blocking foul on Jardine. Unbelievable call. Rose, Jardine just stood there. And they called, let's see if they changed it. Yes, the trailing official, Rich Nielsen, changed it. Jardine stood there. Now Duke Reed wants to talk with the official. The official underneath called a blocking foul on Jardine, who just stood there. The trailing official said no, and they overruled. And Duke Reed is upset with the officials right now. It's an offensive foul on Stan Rose. First personal, first team foul. So a mistake corrected. Booby James against Todd Reed. Timeout called. Officials timeout. As the two officials want to talk right now. And Duke Reed is up and talking. He's out on the floor talking with the officials right now, wondering about the situation. Todd Crow goes over to talk. Booby James runs him out of things. Peter Martin and Todd Crow talking to each other once again. And they've gone through this before. Martin and Crow talking to each other. Martin will talk trash all night. Martin will talk and Crow will talk. And Martin at 7 feet. Crow at 6'8". It's out of bounds to Dixie at side court. And Duke Reed still upset. Corby McDaniel inbounds to Booby James. James against Todd Reed. James right down the middle of the lane. Hitches, goes to Jardine. Out in front to James. James makes the move. Travel call on Booby James. Turnover by Dixie College. 18:43 left in the first half of play. And this one may be a tense one. You can start to feel the tension build already in this one. Booby James will pick up Reed just beyond midcourt. Reed down the sidelines. It goes to Jarman. Back to Reed. Underneath it goes to Martin. Martin loses the ball in midair, picked out of the air by Cam Jarman. Dixie wants to collapse on Martin as much as possible. Clog up the middle. Reed starting to direct traffic. Reed into the corner. It goes to Rose. Drops the basketball. Pressured by Jardine. Out in front to Reed. Right side it goes to Moon. Moon driving layup. Will not go. Blocking foul on Jardine. This one will go to Richard. Richard didn't get there quite soon enough. They say on the drive before the shot. So a break for Dixie and a mistake for Dixie. Nope, now they're saying it's going to be shooting two. Scott Moon at the free throw line to shoot a couple. 6 foot sophomore, played on the JV at Weber State College for 1 year. And amazingly, never got a shot at the varsity. Free throw up and good by Scott Moon. 3-1. Dixie leads on the strength of Craig Rydolch's three-point shot. Neither team shooting particularly well, but you can see the tension. You can feel the tension in the gym. Even much more so. There wasn't the tension in the gym last Friday when Dixie played Southern Idaho, as there is right now. Second shot good, 3-2. Dixie with a one-point lead. 18-14, less than the first half of play. Trying to get it to Crow. Crow gets away, lays it up. Good, there's a foul. Crow got behind Peter Martin, gets the 2 points, and the foul will go to Cam Jarman. The Dixie right down the middle. Duke Reed, I don't know if you're looking for any signs of the time, but Duke Reed is the first of the two coaches to get the coat off. 5-2. Dixie with the lead. Todd Crow looking for point number 3 on the night. This will tie his freshman season record if he gets it. Has it. Todd Crow, 615 points. on the year. That matches his freshman season. Todd Reed, double team in backcourt, pass stolen by Craig Rydalch. Todd Crowe gets it to Corby McDaniel. McDaniel across the 10-second line. McDaniel to James. James, three-point attempt, good. And Dixie starting to rise to the occasion. 9-2, Dixie with a seven-point lead. Reed into forecourt, pressured by James. Reed right to the baseline, wants to get it to Martin. Hook pass out in front, stolen into the hands of Richard Jardine. Dixie fast break. Jardine tries to lob it, travels. Dixie, no correction, carries the basketball. Turnover by Dixie. Into the lineup, the Santiago brothers, Mark and Brian, and they will provide more offense out in front. That will change the defensive scheme. Reed doesn't shoot that much, so most teams will fall back from Reed and help double-team Martin. Both of the Santiagos can let fly. Pass goes to the baseline to Martin. Turnaround jump shot. Good. Peter Martin. First field goal for Utah Valley comes 17 and a half minutes into the, at the 17 and a half minute mark of the first half. Corby McDaniel looks for help against Rose. Trying to find Jardine. Goes around Rose. A reach-in foul on Rose. McDaniel trying to get the slam dunk, but Rose will get his second personal foul. Rose is 6'8", a freshman. Good ball player. Plenty of talent, but fundamentally still a little shaky. 9-4, Dixie with the lead. Out of bounds to Dixie. Inbounds comes to Jardine in the corner, trying to get it into Crowe. Double team on Crowe. To Rydalch, back into the corner. It comes to Booby James. James working on Mark Santiago. At the point, it goes to Corby McDaniel. Back out to James. James wants to set up the half-court offense. 17:04 left in the first half. To Jardine. Jardine to Todd Crowe. Crowe at the free throw line will take the jump shot and hit it. Todd Crowe, 5 points. Dixie leads 11-4 against Utah Valley. Dixie wants this ball game, so does Utah Valley. Mark Santiago at the angle to Jarman, out in front to Brian Santiago, to Mark Santiago. Mark the southpaw to Brian, down along the baseline, cross-court pass to Rose, shot up, blocked. Rose puts it up again, no good. Rebound, battle four, taken by McDaniel. Foul on Brian Santiago, who's shoving Booby James. And Brian Santiago, with a Marine haircut, is talking to Booby James. Utah Valley vocal, no question about it. And Brian Santiago, Utah Valley looking a little tense. Fourth team foul on Utah Valley. Out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt. Dixie by 7, 11-4, 16:34. Left in the first half of play, Dixie with the lead. Booby James at the angle. Wants the alley-oop, it's not there. To Craig Rydalch at the angle. Rydalch against Brian Santiago. Leaves it for Corby McDaniel. McDaniel in three-point territory, normally doesn't take that. Kerry Sherwood into the lineup for the first time to replace Stan Rose. McDaniel out in front, Rydalch, three-point attempt. Up, no ricochets, no good. Rebound, battle four taken by Peter Martin. Outlet pass to Mark Santiago, to Brian Santiago, back to Mark. Mark Santiago, the southpaw sophomore. Brian, the freshman, right out of high school. And both brothers of Kevin of BYU. Getting away, Brian Santiago, three-point attempt, good. Booby James went for the steal. Brian Santiago gets the first three-pointer. Cuts the margin to 4. 11-7, Dixie with the lead. Booby James into forecourt against Mark Santiago. Down the lane, pulls up, free throw line, jump shot, it rattles and falls. Booby James has the basket, 13-7, Dixie by 6. Utah Valley, long-distance shooters, they can do it, especially with the Santiagos at the angle. Jarman right along the baseline, ball knocked away, travel on Jarman. Jarman head fakes when he was suddenly trapped at the baseline and turns the ball over. Ready to come into the lineup will be Matt Bowman. Bowman doesn't look like your typical basketball player, but always provides a spark for Utah Valley. 13-7, Dixie by 6. Booby James receives some instructions from Ken Wagner as he walks the ball into forecourt. Gets the screen, gets it back to Richard Jardine, back to James. James will rise from 3. Good, Booby James! And Dixie shooting almost as hot as they did last night against Ricks College. 16-7, Dixie by 9 points. Mark Santiago looks for help. Mark Santiago, double team. Pass comes out in front to Brian Santiago. Brian Santiago against James. Down the lane, driving layup will be no good. Reach in foul will go to James. Rydalch took a charge, but James reached in, and that's number one on Booby. 14:57 left in the first half of play, and you can feel the tension. It's just gripping to the walls right now. 14:57 left in the first half. 16-7, Dixie with a lead. We're still looking for our J&J building supply. First Dixie dunk. Be listening for that, and then listen to Mike McGarry's show tomorrow morning. You can win some prizes. Brian Santiago. It's the first. Utah Valley, 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Almost as good a free throw shooting team as College of Southern Idaho. Second shot, no good. I say that, and he misses. Rebound to Todd Crowe. Dixie with the basketball. 8-point lead, 16-8. Dixie's led by as much as 9. Jardine looking for McDaniel underneath. Back out to James. James, head fake. Ball knocked away from Mark Santiago. Out of bounds by Mark Santiago. Out of bounds to Dixie at side court. Side court, forecourt. Corby McDaniel to inbound. Matt Bowman in for Utah Valley. Stan Rose about ready to come back in. Dixie to inbound. Gets it into Booby James. James against Mark Santiago. Left angle, it goes to Jardine. 3-point set shot up. No good. Rebound, Crow. Holloway, good. That's a long rebound over Martin, and Todd Crow has 7 points on the night. Held Martin as the rebound came out and then jumped away from him. 16-8. No, it should be 18-8. 10-point lead. There it is. At the angle, Matt Bowman. Dixie with the lead. Bowman looking for help. Trying to get the pass cross court. Spit goes into the corner to Sherwood. Baseball pass cross court to Brian Santiago. Will jump from three. Up no good. Push in the back by Peter Martin. Foul on Peter Martin. And this is sometimes, this may be an omen. Martin has been getting away with that all year. He doesn't this time. First personal foul on Peter Martin. It's out of bounds to Dixie. 15 foul on Utah Valley. Marcus Austin ready to come in for Dixie. Richard Jardine to sit down. 18-8. Dixie with a 10-point lead. Crow and Martin both talking to the official. But they'll lean on each other. Booby James trying to set the tone for this game. Into forecourt. It comes to Crow to the baseline to McDaniel. Cross court to Austin for the assist. McDaniel with the basket. Austin the assist. Timeout Utah Valley. 20-8. Dixie back in 60.
Spring is rapidly approaching and time to check out all the great deals at AAA Tire and Service Center in St. George. What a great place to service your vehicle from those midwinter blues. Right now at AAA Tire and Service Center, they've got the best in Goodyear tires for low, low prices. Like the all-season S4S steel-belted radial, size 155 80R13s, only $31.94 mounted and balanced. That's at AAA Tire, 776 South Bluff in St. George.
Pick up your Spring Break 89 T-shirt at TriMart or First Stop stores at St. George, Washington, and Kanab. These are only carried at TriMart and First Stop stores, and they are great-looking shirts that will make you the envy of all of your friends. Get one in time for the warm weather and spring break. Go in and see the great Spring Break food specials also available now at your TriMart or First Stop marts in St. George, Washington, and Kanab. Don't forget, pick up your Spring Break 89 T-shirt today.
You're with Rebel Basketball and Larry Jewell on 890 KDXU.
20-8, Dixie with the lead, Utah Valley with the basketball. Trying to get some screens to get the ball players free for jump shots. Bowman drives to the basket, travel call on Bowman. Dixie playing extremely tough defense, and that's what's forcing it right now. 13:39 left in the first half of play. Dixie by 12, 20-8. Booby James looking for help. Wants to get it to Austin. Out in front it comes to Rydolch, who is 1-for-2 from the three-point area. To Crow, goes around. Martin lays it up and in. Crow left Martin in the dust, and Crow with 9 points in the first half. 22-8. Dixie by 14 points. But remember, in St. George, Utah Valley overcame a 19-point deficit. Pass underneath to Martin for the easy layup. Second basket of the night for Martin. Only the third basket of the night for Utah Valley. Inbounds pass stolen by Brian Santiago. Pass to the baseline. Rose goes for the slam. Foul on Austin. So Utah Valley with a steal. As Dixie got a little sloppy on the inbounds pass and had a chance. Now has a chance to cut 4 points. Of that lead that was 14. Jerm Williams into the lineup. James Williams in, replacing Craig Rydolch. And Stan Rose to the free throw line. Utah Valley doing better with their... they're passing. Rose misses the free throw. Rose, who was nothing for nothing last night, actually had just a couple of free throws. That was it. Second shot up. No good. Rose 0-for-2 from the free throw line. Crow gets the rebound. To Booby James. 22-10. Dixie by 10. 12:59 left in the first half. James, free throw line. Jump shot. Good. Booby James was feeling it in the bus. He was so excited to get over here. And I can see why now. 10 first half points. 24-10. Dixie with a 14-point lead to Martin. Martin underneath to Rose. Bank shot. Good. Rose. Martin with a good pass. And may have to do that to open things up for Utah Valley. Back to a 12-point margin. 24-12. At the angle, Todd Krill wants to go around Martin. Out in front it comes to James. Cross court to Williams. Underneath to Austin. Austin whirls on Rose. Hook shot. No good. Rebound gathered in by Peter Martin. Martin at 7 feet is a present. Mark Santiago, Brian Santiago at the baseline. Shovel pass to Rose. Underneath, muscle shot will not go. Rebound spiked out by Austin. Stolen by Brian Santiago. 2-point shot, good. Ryan Santiago, red hot, has 6 points on the night. Back to a 10-point margin, 24-14. Dixie has to be careful with the basketball. This one, Dixie has jumped to the early lead. Alley-oop intended for McDaniel, too big. McDaniel misses the tap. Rebound into the hands of Utah Valley. Here come the Wolverines. Brian Santiago to the basket. No good follow by Martin. Back to an 8-point lead. 6-2, or 8-2. Utah Valley has outscored Dixie. 11:35 left in half. Underneath it goes to Crow. Shoots over Martin. Shot no good. One shot and that's it. Rebound brought down by Bowman. Outlet pass comes to Brian Santiago. Against James. Goes to the basket. They'll call the basket good and a foul on James. Ruby James with his second personal. Brian Santiago driving to the basket and Ken Wagner's upset. Sean Peterson ready to come into the lineup. So Utah Valley has come back. It was too early to be comfortable. 24-18 and a chance for the three-point play. Brian Santiago having a career game. 8 points on the night. Throw out and Richard Jardine in. Peter Martin will stay back. And trying to complete the three-point play is Brian Santiago. 1-for-2 on the night. Utah Valley, 3-for-6. Not shooting that well. Brian Santiago completes the three-point play. Suddenly it's a five-point lead. 24-19. 11:24 left in the first half of play. McDaniel will play point guard. McDaniel looks for help. Sean Peterson in. McDaniel penetrates. Jump shot McDaniel. Short. Rebound. McDaniel on the baseline. Goes up against Martin. He's hammered. Bowman rips him across the wrist. Bowman was not about to let that shot go up. That's number one on Matt Bowman. And McDaniel will shoot free throws. 15 foul, 16 foul on Utah Valley. Four on Dixie. 16 foul on Utah Valley. Ruby James on the sideline with two personal fouls. McDaniel to shoot a couple. First one, no good. Dixie now 1-for-2. McDaniel and Utah Valley. Dixie versus Utah Valley. Corby McDaniel for Dixie. Looking for the second shot. That's up and good. Corby McDaniel, 1 out of 2. Utah Valley trails by 6. Full court pressure by Dixie. Brian Santiago in backcourt. Gets it to Bowman. Brian Santiago still in backcourt. Lob into forecourt. Almost stolen. To Moon, who traveled. Moon started to go to the basket. Traveled with the basketball. So Dixie forces another turnover. Dixie has to play good defense. This is a much, much tougher team to defense than Ricks College. Because there is some quickness. And there is even more size than Ricks College has. 25-19. Dixie is led by as much as 14. McDaniel. Looking for help. Gets it to Jerm Williams. Williams wants to get it underneath. Goes to Jardine against Sherwood. Goes to the basket. Hook shot. Soft and good. Richard Jardine, first basket of the night, had 17 last night. 27-19. Dixie by 8 again. Kinnear ready to come in for Utah Valley. Scott Moon back in for Utah Valley. Bounce pass underneath to Sherwood. Bang shot will go. Got in front of Marcus Austin. And Sherwood, who had 10 points last night, gets his first two tonight. Young man from Milford High School has done an outstanding job for the Wolverines. 27-21. McDaniel right to the baseline. Dishes off to Jerm Williams. Loses the ball. Back to Richard Jardine. Shoots over Sherwood. Turnaround. No good. Tap by Austin. Austin with the left hand. High over San Rose. 6-8 and 6-8. 8 point lead by Dixie. 29-21. 10:09 left in the first half. Scott Moon at the angle to Santiago. Forced to the baseline. Cut off. Gets it back out in front to Matt Bowman. Cross court, it goes to Scott Moon. Moon in the lane, drives, right-hander, banks good. Scott Moon, outstanding athlete, maybe the most dangerous of the Utah Valley guards because he can jump so well and is heady. McDaniel against Bowman to Peterson. Peterson trying to get it to Jardine against Sherwood. Dribbles it off his foot, out of bounds. Jardine started to make the move. It's out of bounds to Utah Valley. Stan Rose out. Sean Kinnear into the lineup for the first time, and Rose really isn't helping Utah Valley at all. Martin sitting down also. 29-23, 6 point lead by Dixie with 9:40 left in the half. Todd Crow back in. Booby James back in. McDaniel and Austin to sit down. Sherwood gets the give and go, gives it back to Brian Santiago, out in front to Scott Moon against Peterson. Palm pass, right side goes to Bowman, goes around Jerm Williams to the baseline. Layup shot will be short. Followed up by Kinnear over the basket. Rebound Bowman. Spiked out of there by Jardine. Foul on Jardine, they call. On the trail. Tough call. Jardine spiked it out of there. Looked like he had the clean block, but Ken Wagner's not arguing. Two-shot foul coming up for Utah Valley. 29-23. So Utah Valley will not go away and hide, no question. John Buechert gets ready to come into the lineup. Had a career-high 21 points last night. Craig Rydall's ready to come back in. They say after the shot. They say it was a clean block. And the Jardine fouled after the block. So it's out of bounds to Utah Valley. 29-23. 9:20 left in the first half of play. Inbounds comes to Brian Santiago. Out in front it comes to Scott Moon. Moon, free throw line, jump shot. In and out. Rebound, Todd Crow. Crow gets it to Booby James. Crow hitting the boards hard. 9:10 left in the first half of play. James at the point. Right side it goes to Jerm Williams. To Buechert. Buechert against Sherwood. Goes around, loses the ball. Cross-court pass to Crow. Baseline jump shot. Up, good. Todd Crow, 11 first half points. And Crow, hot early. 31-23. Dixie by 8 again. They had a 14-point lead early. Utah Valley came back to within 5. At the angle, Brian Santiago on the switch. Pass comes out in front to Matt Bowman. Back to Brian Santiago. He'll shoot from anywhere. Pass to the low post to Kinnear. Kinnear tried to move on Crow. Cannot. Out in front to Brian Santiago. Brian Santiago to the high post to Sherwood. Can't find anybody to pass it to. Cross court to Moon. Moon driving pass to Kinnear. No good, but the reach-in foul will go to Buechert. Kinnear will shoot free throws. Let's see, Buechert or Rydolch? I believe it will be Buechert. It is. John Buechert with the personal foul. Everybody shoots 1-1 the rest of the night, but Kinnear right now is going to be shooting 2. Sean Kinnear trying to cut that margin. First free throw is up and rattles in and out. No good. Sean Kinnear, 31-23. Dixie by 8 points. Second shot up and short. Rebound gathered in finally by John Buechert in the corner. So Kinnear misses 2. Dixie with the basketball. Booby James into forecourt. At the point, working against Brian Santiago. On the switch, gets it back to Craig Rydolch. Rydolch at the right angle to Jerm Williams. Cross-court pass almost thrown away. Salvaged by Booby James. James against Brian Santiago. Three-pointer, good! Booby James has hit 3 of them. 13 points on the night. Dixie by 11 again. 34-23. 7:58 left in the half. Santiago to Kerry Sherwood. Out in front it comes to Moon. Moon at the free throw line. Jump shot in and out. Rebound, Buechert. Buechert under pressure, gets it to Booby James. James, quick pass into forecourt to Craig Rydolch. Right at the baseline, lays it up, it'll won't go. It went in, but they'll call it on the drive. Dixie wanted the continuation that was given to Brian Santiago. Didn't get it. Rydolch will shoot 1-1 instead. The foul is on Sherwood. Hustling back in, Peter Martin. Also into the lineup, Cam Jarman. Jarman and Martin in to the free throw line. Craig Rydolch, Booby James rallying the troops together. Briefly for defensive instructions. 34-23. Rydolch to shoot 1-1 has just the opening three-pointer to his credit after a 27-point effort last night. 34-23. Rydolch at the free throw line shooting 1-1. Needs the first to get the second. First one is there. 35-23. Dixie by 12. Dixie wants to play for the championship. You do it one game at a time. There's a long time to go on this one. Second shot. Good. Right, Craig Rydolch. Rydolch with 5 points. Dixie, full court pressure. Pass. Stolen. Now it's stolen back by Brian Santiago. Rydolch almost got the steal. Santiago in backcourt. Hook pass into forecourt comes to Jarman. Shovel pass. Stolen by Jerm Williams. Saved into the hands of Martin, but Martin steps on the end line. Dixie and the players are up cheering. The Dixie bench is up cheering. They're excited. You can feel the excitement for Dixie right now. The defensive pressure forces the turnover. Booby James. Dixie by 13. 36-23 is led by 14. Bounce pass goes to Jerm Williams. Shoots over Sherwood. Short layup and in by Corby McDaniel. Follows to the basket. McDaniel with the first basket. 15-point lead. Widest margin of the game for Dixie. Stan Rose ready to come back in. Brian Santiago against Booby James. Bounce pass to Martin. Baseline jump shot up. No good. Rebound cleared away by McDaniel and James. To Williams. Back to Booby James. And Dixie playing with emotion. No question. Booby James down the lane. Dishes off to Crow. Crow goes for the layup foul on Sherwood. Sherwood with his second. Crow will shoot 2. And Dixie muscling Utah Valley right now, 38-23. 15-point lead. Sherwood with his second personal foul, ready to come back in as Mark Santiago and brother Brian sits down. Sherwood, Rose, and Martin, 6'10", 7 feet, 6'8". Plus, Scott Moon at 6 feet can dunk the ball, so you know he can jump. Trying to get a little more muscle on the boards. Crow to shoot a couple. First free throw up, too long. Crow with 11 points on the night. Trying to get one out of two now. Crow was fouled going to the basket. Second shot by Crow up, soft and good. Hangs on the rim, comes back in. 39-23, Dixie by 16, and we'll put on the full court pressure. Mark Santiago, pass into forecourt, breaks it, goes to Stan Rose, back to Mark Santiago. Free throw line, jump shot off balance, rebound into the hands of Martin, bank shot good. Martin gets his fourth basket, had 29 points last night, cuts the margin to 14. 39-25, 6:33 left in half. James to walk it into forecourt. Does he want to go into the four corners? Yes. James to work one-on-one with Mark Santiago, to Corby McDaniel. James. Looking for help, comes back out in front to McDaniel. Back to Booby James. They want James to work one-on-one with Mark Santiago. Direct traffic. James at the angle, looks for help. Baseline, jump shot, three-pointer up short. Long rebound over the head of the Crow, taken by Martin. Outlet pass comes to Scott Moon. Moon into forecourt. Loses the basketball. Travel call, no offensive foul on Moon. Moon let go of the ball. Actually, it should be one-on-one coming up for Dixie because Moon didn't have possession of the ball, but it's going to count as an offensive foul. It's out of bounds to Dixie. Dixie, I think, realized that it should have been one-on-one. Moon didn't have possession of the ball when he ran over his ball player. That's number one on Scott Moon. But Dixie will take the ball anyway. At the angle, it goes to Corby McDaniel. 5:58 left in half. McDaniel to work one-on-one with Rose. Jump pass goes to Booby James. James out in front of comes to Craig Rydalch. Utah Valley wanted to travel on James. Rydalch against Scott Moon. Rydalch into the middle, goes to James. James dishes off to Crow for the slam. Beautiful assist from Rydalch to James. If you were in hockey, you'd give them both points. And then give the goal to Todd Crow, 41-25. Mark Santiago gets it to Scott Moon. Dixie, stifling defense. Ball knocked away from Moon, picked up by Jerome Williams. To Bobby James. James slams it. James on the fast break. Dixie by 18 points, 43-25. Timeout, Utah Valley, back in 60.
Southern Utah Computer Systems, your authorized Apple dealer, offers cash back when you buy a qualifying system. Now through March 31st, you not only get a more powerful, versatile, easy-to-use computer, you get something more. It's cash. Cash rebates of up to $800 per system during the Apple Pays Half promotion. Buy a qualifying computer system, and Apple will send you a rebate for up to half. See Southern Utah Computer Systems at 291 North Bluff in St. George, your authorized Apple dealer.
For those of you who are already experiencing the friendliest bank service in town, Sun Capital Bank thanks you and passes along this important news. Sun Capital Bank now offers a free checking account to their customers. No minimum balance required, no monthly service charges. Stop by either of the two Sun Capital Bank locations and check out the new free checking. The friendly service continues. The free checking is simply an added value. Sun Capital Bank.
You're with Rebel Basketball and Larry Jewell on 890 KDXU.
Inbounds comes to Utah Valley. Todd Reed back into the lineup for Dixie. That may be an assistance in a way because Todd Reed, not a good offensive player. Pass into the corner goes to Reed. Pass underneath to Rose. Rose along the baseline. Layup good. Amazingly athletic move, and Rose has his second basket of the tournament. Did not score a basket last night. Had two free throws. Utah Valley to put some pressure on. Dixie by 16, 43-27. James against Todd Reed. James down the lane. Dishes off to Crow. Jump shot from five. Short. Rebound, Peter Martin. Martin in backcourt. Pass stolen by Craig Rydalch. To the basket. Lays it over Martin. Good. Craig Rydalch. And it was set up by the pressure from Todd Crow. 18-point lead again. 45-27. Dixie into the corner to Sherwood. Back to Todd Reed at the baseline. Cross court. It goes to Sherwood. Jump shot. Well, they'll count the foul on Corby McDaniel. Will they get the goal 10? Dixie gets a break. Utah Valley wants the goal can, and it should be. The official from out front says no. McDaniel blocked it. They got the foul on Corby McDaniel. He was sky high to block the shot. It should have been a goal can and wasn't. So break for Dixie. To the free throw line, Sherwood to shoot a couple. Has a basket to his credit. Peter Martin and Todd Reed conferring in backcourt as Sherwood is... His shooting, McDaniel skying. Sherwood, first free throw, no good. Utah Valley, 4 for 10 from the free throw line. 40% from the free throw line. Second shot up, short, rebound, cleared away by McDaniel. Dixie now starting to be more in control of this ballgame. 4:20 left in the first half of play. James at the angle to Corby McDaniel. McDaniel wants to work on Rose if he can. Rose has two personal fouls. McDaniel to set up the play. Opening up to a four corners, Marcus Austin back into the lineup for Dixie, replacing Todd Crow. Bounce pass goes to Booby James. James reversing on Todd Reed, looks for help. James right down the middle. James dishes off into the corner, deflected by Rose, out of bounds. James, wild pass and away, looking for McDaniel. Rose with a good defense. We're still looking for our J&J building supply. Actually, we got it on Todd Crow. I forget what time it was, but Todd Crow had the J&J building supply. First Dixie dunk. And it came, whoops, 5:42. 5:42 left in the first half. Todd Crow had the J&J building supply first Dixie dunk. I suddenly realized we did have one. Marcus Austin will shoot the long jump shot over Martin, short. That's beyond his range. Rebound brought down by Sherwood. At the angle, bounce pass goes to Todd Reed, trying to get underneath. Reed dishes off, pass stolen by Marcus Austin. 3-on-1 fast break. James on the wing to McDaniel for the thunder slam. McDaniel jams at home. Dixie by 20, 47-27. Along the baseline, Rose pass to Martin, deflected, stolen by Rydalch. Dixie on the fast break. Rydalch will rise from three. No good. Rebound, Martin. Outlet pass comes to Stan Rose. Rose wants the shot, can't take it. There's a man back. That's Corby McDaniel. Dixie got a little carried away that time. Pass to Martin in the lane. Jump shot good. Foul on Martin after the shot. Rydalch took his lumps. Martin gets his fifth basket and second foul in the same motion. Dixie taking the charges. Rydalch counting the bumps on the head right now. So it's 47-29. But Rydalch will shoot 1-1 with 3:10 left in the half. Ryan Santiago ready to come back in. Now, Utah Valley has to feel confident. They came from 19 points down at the Burns Arena to take the lead against Dixie. So this is an 18-point lead now. It's been up as high as 20 for the Rebels. Rick Salveson about ready to come in to give Booby James a breather. Rydalch to shoot 1-1. First free throw up, soft and good. Rydalch, 3 for 3, has 8 points on the night. Salveson in for the first time. Booby James to sit down and get the hand from the fans. The crowd seems to be somewhat split, although there seems to be a lot of cheering for Dixie. There are a lot of Dixie fans here. Second shot up and good by Rydalch. Rydalch 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Dixie with full court pressure. 49-29, 3:08 left in the first half of play. Brian Santiago, bounce pass to the baseline to Rose. Bank shot good. The penetration and Rose with the basket. That breaks the press in a hurry, 49-31. Four corners again, yes. Salveson gets it to Corby McDaniel. McDaniel against Rydalch. Rydalch right down the lane. Dishes off to Austin for the slam. Rydalch with the assist. Austin with the basket. And Dixie slowly peeling this orange that is Utah Valley. Pass goes to Martin. Martin underneath. Whirls over Austin. Partially deflected by Austin, rebound into the hands of Rydalch. Martin is bottled up, even though he has 10 points on the night. 51-31, four corners offense, trapped by Utah Valley. Jerm Williams, lob out in front, comes to McDaniel, to Rick Salveson. Salveson at the free throw line goes to Williams. Cross-court pass to Rydalch. Rydalch back to Corby McDaniel, taps it to Salveson. Double team, pass to the baseline, goes to Williams. Out in front, it goes to Rydalch. Dixie to nurse that clock, to McDaniel. Backdoor pass to Austin. Austin is fouled by Moon. Put it up and in after. NBA, they count it. Moon with his second personal foul. Utah Valley defending it fairly well until right at the last, and then picked up the foul. 51-31, Dixie by 20. Jerm Williams to sit down. And to come in, Todd Crow. So Dixie with a little more muscle. Back into the lineup, Cam Jarman for Utah Valley. To sit down, Stan Rose. Jarman had a little problem with flu coming into this week, but has played not quite up to his usual standards. 2:02 left in the first half of play. Austin to shoot 1-1. First free throw up, soft and good. Marcus Austin has been shooting much better from the free throw line. And the young man from California makes it 52-31, widest margin of the game for Dixie. 21-point lead. Austin has the second, 22-point lead. 8 points to Marcus Austin in a reserve role, 53-31. 2:01 left in a half. Dixie will put up half-court pressure. Masterful game thus far. Down the sidelines, it goes to Jarman. Give and go to Santiago. Reach in foul will go to Salveson. 1-1 coming up for Brian Santiago. Dixie doing an outstanding job defensively. A minute 54 left in the first half. Dixie by 22 points. Similar to last night's game against Ricks College, although I think Utah Valley still struggling a little more. Ricks College played an extremely good game for the Vikings last night in the first half. Brian Santiago to shoot 1-1 is 2-for-3 on the night. First free throw good. Normally double tough. But Brian and his brother Mark each missed the front end of a 1-1 coming down the wire against Southern Idaho. In Orem, it cost him the victory. 53-32, Brian Santiago looking for another point. Second shot up and good. Santiago, 11 points on the night. Full court pressure, Salveson in backcourt. Palm pass comes into forecourt to Corby McDaniel. Suddenly 3-on-1 to Crow. Crow shot blocked by Martin. Taken out of the air by Sherwood. Fast break the other way. Brian Santiago wants to get it to Martin. Goes to the left side. Moon, three-point attempt. Too long. Rebound taken by Salveson. Outlet pass to Corby McDaniel. McDaniel wants to run. No, he's going to pull it up. Go to the baseline. Set up the four corners again. Dixie to be patient. Salveson into the middle. It goes near the 10-second line to Corby McDaniel to work one-on-one. McDaniel down the lane looking for help. Bounce pass? No. Kate clears it out in front to Salveson. To Rydals. Back to Salveson in the corner. Double team. Pass deflected. Taken by Todd Crow. Has been happy all day, has six field goals, three of them three-pointers, and leading all scorers with 15 points, or tied for the lead, I should say. Corby McDaniel, three late baskets in the first half, 1-for-2 from the free throw line, 7 points. Richard Jardine has not been that much of an offensive factor in this game, but has picked up a couple of good boards early, has a basket for 2 points, and Todd Crow, 6 baskets, 3-for-5 from the free throw line, sharing the lead in scoring in the first half, 15 points. 56-35, the halftime lead, Dixie, 21-point advantage. Let's take a 90-second break. We'll be back with Utah State assistant coach Jim Boatwright back in 90.
It's a celebration of savings open house going on right now at Motorsportsland in St. George. What a fantastic way to start out the new year. And what a great way to save on financing, prices, and incentives. Motorsportsland is Southern Utah's largest RV and marine dealer. You'll find top quality names like Winnebago, Prowler, Teton, Rambler, Bayliner, Wellcraft, and Cobalt. Motorsportsland will not be undersold. Let Motorsportsland make 89 a great year. Motorsportsland, help me get away.
Subway's double the meat on your favorite Subway subs, the Super Subs. They're stuffed, stacked, and double packed.
Stuffed, stacked, double packed. The Subway Super Subs. They got twice the meat, and that's a fact. You might think you're seeing double subs. Stacked, double packed. The Subway Super Subs.
Subway sandwiches located on 700 South and North Bluff in St. George, also located in Cedar City. It's spring cleanup time, and AAA Tire and Service Center is ready to help with brand spanking new top quality Goodyear tires. AAA Tire and Service Center will have you feeling safe and back on the road again. Whether it be a major tune-up, new shocks, flat repairs, or engine repair, the qualified personnel at AAA Tire is ready to help. So stop by 776 South Bluff and let Linda or Julie fix you up with an appointment. AAA Tire and Goodyear Tires, a great combination.
You're with Rebel Basketball and Larry Jewell on 890 KDXU.
56-35, Dixie with the lead over Utah Valley in the semifinals at halftime of the Region 18 Championship. A little later tonight, CSI versus North Idaho. Remember on KDXU, following this game, we'll have the Utah Jazz at Miami on a tape delay basis. And on our sister station, Easy 93, at 7:45 tonight, Mike McGarry will have Dixie College versus North Idaho Region 18 Women's Championship Basketball. We have Jim Boatwright with us, assistant coach at Utah State. And, coach, it's been a long time since we visited back in Arizona. A lot of things have happened.
That seems like a long time ago. And I've been on the road for about the last month. So, I'll tell you, the Dixie team's really come together. You know, we've watched them 3 or 4 times, and what a surprise. Well, not really a surprise tonight, but, boy, they're playing loose and easy. I think they went to a shootout today and worked out, and the Wolverines didn't, and I wonder if that makes a big difference.
I'm not sure either, but it seemed like coming into the game, it was the Wolverines came out a little bit tighter. You could see it in the warm-up.
I talked to the coaches a little bit today from the Wolverines. They said a lot of the players were stiff and tired and a little tight. And, boy, with the Dixie players, they came out loose. I mean, the shooting of Booby James, I've never seen him shoot the ball like that. Dishing off penetration, you know, and the players, Todd and Richard, they're ready to receive the passes. And with Corby running the floor, you know, Dixie has just some great athletes. I mean, I think I've seen a lot of probably 60 junior college games already, and these are as fine of athletes as I've seen from California to Kansas, Oklahoma, whatever.
Once this the period opens again that you can go around and visit potential recruits, you suddenly disappear from the Utah State basketball program hands-on, don't you?
Yes, it's really hard for me. You know, of course, you know, my first job is to help Coach Smith coach, but, you know, right now we do graduate our six seniors, and we have to find some replacements, and there's no better teams, you know, players than in our back door down at St. George, Dixie, and the schools around here. Like I said, you know, I've been in a lot of states, but I'll tell you, there's some fine talent, and not only fine talent, but nice young men, and that's the important thing is, you know, coaching them for 2 or possibly 3 years coming out of junior college. You know, you have to like them because it's such a close relationship, and the job that Coach Wagner, Coach Rose do, I'm just pleased. In fact, I saw my old professor, the Dixie president, Dr. Alder. Well, used to be a professor at Utah State, and I talked with him too, so this is kind of old home week for me.
Jim, let's talk a little bit about the Utah State program. I don't think it's any secret that it's been a little bit of a disappointment record-wise this year for the Aggies.
It has been. You know, it's a transitional year for the coaching staff and some of the players. We've had some key injuries. Our schedule hasn't helped us, which, you know, sound like excuses. But, you know, first years are always the toughest, and we're looking forward to next year. You know, we have to make adjustments and changes as coaches. We have to find players that complement, you know, Coach Smith and the style that we play up there. And right now, you know, we had a win last night. We were down 14 at Irvine and came back to beat them. And so it looks like we're going to be seated at least in the top six. And we have to develop our system, Utah State. We have to find some players that complement that system. Because I'm convinced, really, that, you know, that we're a good coaching staff. We're young, enthusiastic. Our program up there is solid. And we're disappointed, but I just see on the horizon some great things happening at Utah State.
Let's talk a little bit about that win last night. That's an emotional lift for the entire program for the Aggies to win at Cal Irvine.
It is. You know, we have a very good home record. We have no trouble beating teams at home, but there's a certain little bit of magic and a certain way to win on the road. You know, cut your turnovers down, hit some key shots, and last night was very emotional. I talked with some of the players with Coach Smith this morning, and he says they were sky high. And not only, you know, a win itself, but again, a road win, you know, as the tournament approaches, hopefully we can use some of the momentum, keep players healthy. You know, I looked down at the bench last night on the TV, and there was a lot of empty chairs there. So hopefully next year, again, we can fill that with some of the fine talent from up here and get into the Big West tournament. And again, maybe we can surprise some more people.
One more regular season game, Fresno State, right?
Fresno State tomorrow night at Fresno. You know, the sea of red up there, which will be tough. Actually, it's kind of like the Dixie, you know, red here, but we've got one more, and then we go into the Big West tournament at Long Beach.
Now, the Big West tournament this year, it's going to be, well, it was proven last year. UNLV does not have it in its hip pocket anymore.
I don't think so. You know, the parity of the league from top to bottom has really improved. I was just talking to the Pacific coach. You know, they're a much improved team. They used to be the perennial doormats. They're playing San Jose State. And I see the league from top to bottom being tougher. I mean, Irvine beat Vegas. Fullerton's beat them. You know, the athletes there can run with the athletes. Fresno the other night, last night, in fact, almost beat Vegas. They were down 5 on a little bit of a roll. So I think they can be beat. You know, last year we won the tournament with some help from Cal Irvine. This year, again, there could be some things happening. You know, New Mexico State, a lot of people say, what a surprise team. Not true. They have, they've been preparing for this for 3 or 4 years, and they're in second place. And, of course, the Gauchos of Santa Barbara, great athletes.
Now, UNLV really hasn't been slipping, though. They've stayed at least at the level that they've been at in previous years, haven't they?
Oh, they have. They really have. You know, they struggled a little bit early on. But now, you know, some of the national TV games, you know, you watched them play some of the top 10 teams, and they beat them or play them. North Carolina win, some teams like that, and they're kind of a combination too of great athletes, and they're trying to find the right combinations and shooters. They need also a little bit of help at the guard line, and you know, we keep hearing rumors that Booby James is going back and things like that, and you never know. But I'll tell you, they're a fine team with some great athletes.
Let's mention what's been happening with the Big West. The deal, the TV deal with ESPN to get the tag end of Big Monday, has that helped in your recruiting? Has that made Big West more of a visible market?
I think so, yes. I think that the purpose of changing it from the PCA, plus it was a misnomer, the Pacific Coast, you know, with New Mexico State of Las Cruces and Logan, Utah, will never be considered the Pacific Coast. So.
At UNLV, unless the San Andreas Fault takes place.
Unless we have a massive quake, but that's helped the name change, and I think with the exposure, when I go out on the road, schools before would say, no, I've never heard of Utah State, tell me about yourself. Now they say, oh, yeah, we watched you play on TV, or we know a little bit about the program, you know, now tell me more. It's a great springboard for me.
Let's talk a little bit about Darryl White. How's he doing?
Great. Last night played well. Again, not only a good ball player, but a fine, fine young man, very coachable. And I praise Coach Wagner, Coach Rose, and the program at Dixie for setting us that. And I hope Darryl this year, as a sophomore making some transitions, had a good year, a very good year. Next year, I think I just see him again. He's going to come up to a new plateau and have the type of sophomore season he had for Dixie. It'll be his senior year at Utah State. He's going to be a key element for us. He'll be maybe one of our few seniors on the team, and he'll have the bulk of the experience. So I'm really, really happy for Darryl, and I like coaching him. He's a great young man.
But let me ask you one more aspect about Booby James. You saw him last year at UNLV. What's the difference in Booby James this year as opposed to UNLV? Admittedly, different caliber of competition.
Well, but still, you know, good caliber competition. I see him improving his offensive skills. You know, he can turn it on and off, you know, the penetration and the dish. I mean, you know, he's quick and he's for his height. But I see his offensive game improving, and the decisions that he makes now are better decisions. You know, as he penetrates, instead of doing something crazy or all of a sudden pulling up with kind of a wild or a forced shot, he's much more under control now. He seems like he's a lot looser and easier. He seems like he's a very, very happy player. You know, if you feel good about yourself and if you like the players you're playing with and the coach that you're working for, I just see that's kind of a whole wheel, a whole thing developing where you'll play better. And I think he's improved a lot.
Utah State Assistant Coach Jim Boatwright, thank you for being with us. Good luck to the Aggies the rest of the way.
Well, I appreciate it, and I hope, again, I hope Dixie finishes out with a lot of style, and maybe we'll see at the Nationals.
Sounds great. Jim Boatwright, Utah State University. Let's take a 90-second break. Halftime score once again. Dixie 56, Utah Valley 35, back in 90 seconds.
Pick up your Spring Break 89 T-shirt at TriMart or First Stop stores at St. George, Washington, and Kanab. These are only carried at TriMart at First Stop stores, and they are great-looking shirts that will make you the envy of all of your friends. Get one in time for the warm weather and spring break. Go in and see the great Spring Break food specials also available now at your TriMart or First Stop marts in St. George, Washington, and Kanab. Don't forget, pick up your Spring Break 89 T-shirt today. Southern Utah Computer Systems, your authorized Apple dealer, offers cash back when you buy a qualifying system. Now through March 31st, you not only get a more powerful, versatile, easy-to-use computer, you get something more. It's cash. Cash rebates of up to $800 per system during the Apple Pays Half promotion. Buy a qualifying computer system, and Apple will send you a rebate for up to half. See Southern Utah Computer Systems at 291 North Bluff in St. George, your authorized Apple dealer.
This is Dixie's 890, KDXU St. George, Utah. Checking scores from the 3A girls tournament. It was Dixie winners over Tooele Lady Buffs, 59-57. Springville put Pineview out of the tournament with a 76-57 victory over Pineview. Tomorrow, Dixie plays Springville at 3:40 for the consolation championship in the 3A girls state tournament. Let's send you back to Larry Jewell with the halftime score, Dixie 56, Utah Valley 35.
Thank you, Brian Benware. Halftime score on the Region 18 Women's Tournament. At the half, Ricks College leads College of Southern Idaho 41-34. A little bit of a surprise at the half there. It's a sudden burst by the Lady Vikings to get that. A reminder, on our sister station, Easy 93, a little bit later tonight, 7:45 broadcast time for the pregame show. Mike McGarry will have the play-by-play action of Dixie versus North Idaho. And immediately following this game, we'll have the Utah Jazz versus Miami. The Heat of Miami. Now, in yesterday's action, Utah Valley looked a little sluggish against Snow College and was tied at the half. Finally, they pulled away at the end, 88-66. Dixie ran roughshod over Ricks, and as we mentioned, we corrected the score after going through six different sources who agreed, 125-99, Dixie over Ricks. Southern Idaho trailed at the half against Eastern Utah, had to come from behind to win, 103-76. And North Idaho led bumper to bumper, wire to wire, coast to coast, they beat Treasure Valley, 111-93. Dixie has it out of bounds to begin the second half of action. Back to the original starting fives for Utah Valley and for Dixie. Dixie will stay in that four corners offense for a while. It was successful at the end of the first half. Richard Jardine back in. Corby McDaniel directing traffic. Dixie, all they have to do is just run some time off the clock. If they want to run some more, if they want to set up the break on the offense or on the defense if they can. McDaniel making the move on Rose, leaves it for Craig Rydals. Rydals penetrates, can't get the shot away, pulls back with the dribble, leaves it for Corby McDaniel. McDaniel at the free throw line. Double team on McDaniel, looking for help, getting it underneath the Kroll, knocking it away from Martin, stolen by Rose, stolen back by Jardine, stolen back by Utah Valley, taken by Richard Jardine. Booby James will rise from three, no good, tapped by Dixie, Craig Rydals. Rydals good, Dixie leads by 23, 58-35. And that's the type of effort Dixie needs. On the wing, Richard Jardine dives and knocks it out of bounds, intended for Rose. Dixie hitting the hardwoods defensively, working hard. Todd Reed out in front of comes to Scott Moon. Back to Todd Reed. Reed left alone by James. Out in front of comes to Moon. Down the lane. Moon running right-hander. Good. Scott Moon getting away for his first 2 points of the second half. Full court pressure by Dixie. Baseball pass from Jardine to Rydals. Three on two. Rydals dishes off to McDaniel. Head fakes against Martin. Puts it up short. Rebound tapped around, taken by Crow. Back to the basket for two. Crow, 17 points. And so Dixie hustling on the board, hustling on the defense. And Duke Reed upset with his big man, Peter Martin. Reed against James, trying to find somebody to pass it to. Gets it to Scott Moon. So both teams score the first time they have the basketball. Moon cut off at the baseline, drives around, shot blocked by Jardine. Taken by James. Moon goes down. James on the fast break. Shovel pass to Rydals, thrown away. Rydals, James glimpsed a little bit, comes up with a grimace on his face, but that's okay. He's a little upset with himself. Fast break was almost there to Rydals. 60-37, Dixie by 23. Bounce pass to Martin. Turnaround jump shot, right-hander from the baseline. Good. Peter Martin, 12 points on the night. Baseball pass into forecourt to Corby McDaniel. McDaniel shovels off to Rydals. Layback shot will not go. Foul on Martin is his third. First team foul this second half, and Martin has three big ones. The seven-footer being challenged by Dixie. And Rydals will shoot a couple. In the first half, Utah Valley shot 14 times from the free throw line and hit six. Dixie, on the other hand, let's pick this up. Rydals, first free throw is up and good. Rydals, 12 points on the night. Dixie shot 4, 8, 13 times and hit 10. 10 out of 13. Second shot, Rydals up, soft and good. Rydals just hit six straight. And there's some fans screaming and hollering. A lot of Dixie fans have made the trip on treacherous roads. Ball knocked away from Reed. Reed gets it back. Pass on the right side to Jarman. Jarman back to Reed. Out in front of comes to Rose. Down the lane. Ball knocked away. Picked up on the floor by Rydals. They call a foul on Craig Rydals. Rydals with his second. First personal. Our first team foul. Out of bounds to Utah Valley under their own basket. 17:50 left in the ballgame. Dixie by 23 points. And the clock in Dixie's favor. But there's a lot of clock left. That's also in the favor of Utah Valley for attempting a comeback. Rose dishes off underneath to Martin, who slams it home. Good interior passing. Martin has seven baskets. James, lob pass comes to Craig Rydals. Rydals into forecourt, cut off by Todd Reed, knocked away into the hands of a Utah Valley cheerleader. Todd Reed, who is a very good defensive guard for Dixie College as a freshman, playing hard-nosed defense once again as a sophomore, this time for Utah Valley. McDaniel to inbound to Todd Crow. Hooks it out in front to Booby James. This game coming to you on the long-distance services of Sprint Fiber Optics Network. James lays it off to Crow, who softly lays it in. Crow, 19 points, 64-41 assist. Booby James, 17-23 left in the game. Rose goes back door on Jardine. Dishes cross-court to Martin on the floor. Taken by Jardine. Loses the ball. Shovel pass to Martin, who lays it up over Jardine. Martin picks up the garbage shot that time. Double team on James in backcourt. Baseball pass into forecourt. On the button to Corby McDaniel. McDaniel, four corners, gets it to Booby James. James down the lane, leaves it intended for Crow. Crow didn't move. Throws it away. Crow was there. The pass was there about 3 feet in front of Crow. Crow didn't move to it, and James looking a little bit upset. Dixie by 21, 64-43, with 16:56 left in the game. Reed, alley-oop intended for Moon. Off the backboard, taken by McDaniel, thrown away into the hands of Cam Jarman. Back to Moon. Moon to the basket, layup shot good. So Dixie throws the ball away, getting a little sloppy. Jardine inbounds to Booby James. Ball knocked away. James gets it back to Craig Reidolt. It's suddenly three on one. Three-pointer Reidolt. No good. Rebound gathered in by McDaniel. Foul will go to Todd Reed. Or do they call it on McDaniel? They call it on McDaniel. Surprise on that one. McDaniel had the basketball, and they call it on McDaniel. Second team foul on Dixie. Second personal on McDaniel. Dixie leads by 19. A long ways to go. Here come the Santiago brothers. Reed at the angle to Rose. Rose loses the ball on the floor. Picked up by Moon. Moon leaves it back out in front for Reed. Back to Moon. Out of the corner. Jump shot. Good. Scott Moon warming to the occasion. Full court pressure by Utah Valley. Jardine gets it to Reidolt, and Dixie wants a timeout. 16-13 left in the game. 64-47. Dixie back in 60 seconds.
Sun Capital Bank customers know them as the friendliest bank in town. If you haven't discovered this for yourself, stop by at either of their two locations and find out about their new free checking account. No minimum balance required. No monthly service charges. Sun Capital Bank pledges to always continue the personal service. The free checking is just one more reason for you to stop by and check them out. You can't beat the price on Sun Capital's new checking account. It's free. Motorsportsland's gigantic open house continues. During this celebration of savings, you'll find special prices, special financing, and special incentives available to make any deal a sweet deal at Motorsportsland. Through March 4th, you'll find 10.99% interest on selected motorhomes. Whether you're looking for trailers, RVs, or boats, the deal is waiting for you at Motorsportsland. So drop in anytime prior to March 4th and celebrate during their celebration of savings open house at Motorsportsland in St. George.
You're with Rebel Basketball and Larry Jewell on 890 KDXU.
64-47, Dixie by 17 points. Booby James working one-on-one with the Santiagos, who are both in there now. Now to Corby McDaniel. Dixie back into that four corners. They want to be patient. Got the good shot now. Craig Reidolt against Brian Santiago. Gets it to Booby James. James trying to find somebody underneath. Shot clock wearing down. James goes right to the basket to Crow. Layup shot good. James with the assist. Crow with the basket. Dixie needed the basket. 66-47. Dixie by 19 again. Utah Valley had carved some points off of that lead. Brian Santiago bounced pass to Rose. Rose wants to work on Jardine. To Martin in the lane. Jump shot spiked away by Jardine. They call it goaltending. Tough call. That's a make good for another one. There was one that McDaniel did goaltend. That one wasn't. That's a make good. Double team on James in backcourt. Foul will go to Stan Rose. Rose with his third. That's his second team foul on Utah Valley. The trap in backcourt. Jardine to inbound. 66-49. Dixie by 17. 15-28 left in the game. There is enough time. Jardine inbounds to Booby James. James against Jarman. Double team by Rose. Jump pass goes to McDaniel. Suddenly it's 3-on-2. McDaniel to Crow. Crow layup good. And Dixie breaks the press again. Similar to what happened in St. George late in the game. Back to a 19-point lead. 68-49. Lob pass right side. Brian Santiago's three-pointer over the basket. Air ball salvaged by Jarman. Out in front to Mark Santiago. Back to Brian. Brian down the lane. Drives. Jump shot will go. And a foul on Crow. Brian Santiago draws the second personal from Todd Crow. And this is a much more even half. This half. Utah Valley coming out fired up. Utah Valley does not want to be playing for consolation. Now, they've come back against Dixie before, so there is confidence there. 13 points to Brian Santiago. 68-51, shot good. Brian Santiago, 5-for-6. Full court pressure. Jardine inbounds to Reidolt, to James. Into forecourt, it comes to McDaniel. Shovel pass to Crow, puts it up, no good. Foul on Martin is number 4. Crow going right to Martin, and Crow will shoot free throws. Big problems for Utah Valley. 68-52, Utah Valley has taken a 23-point deficit. Back to a 16-point deficit. Marcus Austin ready to come in. Richard Jardine to sit down. 68-52, 14-57 left in the game, and Crow to shoot free throws. Kerry Sherwood about ready to come into the ball game. Crow, 23 points on the night, make it 24. Crow now 4-for-6 from the free throw line. Sherwood in, Peter Martin out, and Martin doesn't want to come out, but he has four big ones. Todd Crow at the free throw line. Dixie wanting to be patient. Run their offense. So far, it's just been Craig Rydalch and Todd Crow to score in the second half. Second shot, no good. Rebound off the hands of McDaniel. They say touch last by Utah Valley. Break for Dixie. Apparently, it skimmed off a Utah Valley ball player. Out of bounds to Dixie. 69-52. James, to inbounds, wants to get it to Austin. Instead, lobs it out in front to Corby and McDaniel. McDaniel in the lane, dishes off to Austin. Austin against Sherwood, back out in front. Rydalch, three-point attempt short. Long rebound taken by Bobby James. James to set it up again. James reverses on Mark Santiago. To Corby McDaniel. To Bobby James. Dixie to nurse that clock a little bit. James against Mark Santiago. Leaves it for Corby McDaniel. Back to Bobby James, directing traffic. James against Mark Santiago. Bobby James to Corby. Corby McDaniel may challenge Stan Rose. McDaniel directing traffic, starting to make the move on Rose. Then pulls back, now makes the move on the Rose. Down the lane to Crow. Bank shot will not go. Crow misses. Outlet pass almost stolen by Dixie. Mark Santiago on the fast break. Leaves it for Rose. Rose underneath it goes to Jarman for the layup. So Utah Valley cuts the margin back to 15. Full court pressure. Pass comes to Booby James. Suddenly it's 3-on-3. James, right to the baseline, pulls up short, jump shot, will not fall. Rebound gathered in eventually by Stan Rose. Rose on the fast break. Rose bounced past to Jarman, back to Rose. Blocked by Austin, they call the foul. Utah Valley wants the goaltend. It isn't there. But the foul is on Austin, and that's number two on Marcus. And Utah Valley making their run, 69-54. 13:53 left in the game, and Dixie becoming a little too conservative in the second half. Rydalch coming out, Jerm Williams back in. Dixie not looking as sharp as they did in the first half. Utah Valley clawing their way back. And a team with character will do that. Now, Scott Moon in. Utah Valley going with a strong offensive unit, save Kerry Sherwood. Rose to shoot a couple, is 0-for-2 on the night. 6 points. Stan Rose, shot good. Rose, 7 points on the night. Cuts the margin to 14. 69-55. Here comes Utah Valley again. Stan Rose, second shot up and good. Rose has hit a couple. Into the lineup comes Matt Bowman. Rose to sit down. A quicker lineup for Utah Valley. And the pressure starting to get to Dixie just a little bit. Austin inbounds to Booby James. James double-teamed to backcourt. Ball dribbled away. James gets it back. Bounce pass to McDaniel for two. James hustling. McDaniel with the basket. That sends the message back. 71-56. Dixie with the lead. Brian Santiago to Scott Moon. Brian Santiago picked up by James. Out in front of comes to Bowman. Long three-pointer. Brian Santiago. Short rebound. Matt Bowman at the baseline. Bowman layback shot. Short rebound. Tapped around. Finally taken by Williams. Foul on Bowman. Bowman has his second. Williams working hard for the rebound. They are entangled, Bowman and Williams. It's going to be tough to select our player of the game, although Booby James has to be one of the favorites for that. That's the fourth team foul on Utah Valley this half. Four team fouls on Dixie. Inbounds comes to James, to Williams, to Corby McDaniel. The press broken. McDaniel to Crow. Underneath, layup shot good. Todd Crow doing the same thing Richard Jardine did in St. George. As they break that press, back to a 17-point lead. To the high post to Bowman. Mark Santiago, three-pointer. Short, off, rebound brought down by Austin. Lost, off his hands, out of bounds. Austin and Bowman up for the rebound, and Austin lost his balance as he came down, out of bounds to Utah Valley. Marcus playing very well, 73-56. Dixie with the lead. Bowman trying to inbound. It does so to Moon. Quick jump shot, up, no good. Rebound cleared away by McDaniel. McDaniel almost eye level with the basket. 73-56. Dixie by 17. Led by as much as 23. James double team. Down the lane. Dishes off to Austin. Misses the slam dunk. Rebound. Crow. They call the technical on Austin for grabbing the rim. And Ken Wagner a little upset with Marcus Austin. So the technical called on Marcus Austin for grabbing the rim off the missed slam dunk. It was right there. Every time you miss a dunk, the coach will always say, why didn't you lay it up? At the free throw line, Brian Santiago, he's hit four straight. Looking for five? Yes, has it. Now it's out of bounds to Utah Valley. Back to a 16-point margin. 73-57. 12:49 left in the game. Utah Valley can get the hot hand. And Dixie has 12 minutes and 40 seconds to try to keep that advantage. Santiago looks for help. Out in front it comes to Mark Santiago. At the left angle to Scott Moon. Cut off at the baseline looking for help. Bounce pass underneath to Bowman. Bank shot good. Bowman under pressure. Gets the basket. To Jerm Williams in backcourt. Pass. Press broken to Booby James. Three-point attempt. Good. Booby James. James answers in kind. First basket of the second half. 18 points. Brian Santiago right to the baseline. Cross-court pass goes to Sherwood. Shot up. No good. Rebound into the hands of Crow. Double team gets it to McDaniel. Baseball pass to Booby James. 60 to set it up. And James engineering this game right now. James down the lane. Pulls up short. Five-footer. Good. Right in front of the basket. James, 20 points on the night. 78 to 59. Dixie by 19. Bounce pass to Sherwood. Foul from behind. Booby James knew it. Trying to steal the basket. James, basketball. James commits his third personal foul. Ken Wagner now has his coat off. 11 minutes and 54 seconds left in the game, and it's still with a 19-point lead. Knowing the explosiveness of Utah Valley, there are still some white knuckles. Bowman inbounds to Scott Moon. Moon, right down the lane. Lays it off to Brian Santiago. Head fake. In the lane, right to the basket. Layup shot with the left hand. Good. Brian Santiago. In backcourt. Booby James, double team, gets it to Jerm Williams. Now three on two. Goes to Corby McDaniel. Too big through his hand. Jerm Williams had McDaniel underneath, and Dixie throws it away. 78-61. Back to a 17-point lead. Jardine in, and Todd Crow to sit down. Crow having a huge night. 26 points. 78-61. Moon looks for help. Moon, free throw line, dishes off to Mark Santiago. Back to Bowman. Hook shot up. No good. Rebound brought down. They call a foul on Sherwood. As Jardine had the position, Sherwood has the foul. His third. Utah Valley developing some big problems foul-wise. Full court pressure by Dixon. Inbounds comes to Corby McDaniel. McDaniel back to Booby James. Against the full court pressure, back to McDaniel. Still in backcourt, gets it to Jerm Williams. Williams penetrates to the basket, no good. Followed by Jardine, miss. Rebound on the floor, taken by Scott Moon. So Dixie missing some layups. Moon goes right to the baseline, lays up the shot, and good. Scott Moon. Excellent performance. Moon brings it back to a 15-point lead. Inbounds comes to James, to Corby McDaniel. Three on one. McDaniel to Jardine. Lays it up. No good. Rebound brought down by Moon. Dixie misses another layup. Moon right down the lane to Brian Santiago in the corner. Brian Santiago back to Bowman. Shot up. Blocked by Austin. Taken by Sherwood and puts it in. Back to a 13-point margin. Timeout Dixie. 10:42 left in the game. 78-65. Back in 60 seconds.
Subway's double the meat on your favorite Subway subs, the Super Subs. They're stuffed, stacked, and double packed.
Stuffed, stacked, double packed. The Subway Super Subs. They got twice the meat, and that's a fact. You might think you're feeding double subs, stacked, double packed. The Subway Super Subs.
Subway sandwiches located on 700 South and North Bluff in St. George, also located in Cedar City.
Pick up your Spring Break 89 T-shirt at Tri-Mart or First Stop stores at St. George, Washington, and Kanab. These are only carried at Tri-Mart and First Stop stores, and they are great-looking shirts that will make you the envy of all of your friends. Get one in time for the warm weather and spring break. Go in and see the great Spring Break food specials also available now at your Tri-Mart or First Stop marts in St. George, Washington, and Kanab. Don't forget, pick up your Spring Break 89 T-shirt today.
Dixie College Basketball on 890 KDXU, St. George.
Full court pressure by Utah Valley. Dixie loses the ball. Picked up by Bowman. Layup good. Dixie handing it back to Utah Valley. And now the fans are into this when they want a tight game. Pass comes into Corby McDaniel. The pressure has been broken by Dixie. Ball stolen by Mark Santiago. Layup good. Foul on Austin. And Dixie handing the game back to Utah Valley. Three personals on Austin, ready to come in. Todd Crow, suddenly it's a nine-point lead, and that's an emotional level. 10:21 left in the game, and Dixie leads but by just nine, 78-69. Ruby James, who was happy in the first half, grimacing in the second. Jerm Williams into the lineup, back to the original starting five. Austin out also. Ken Wagner upset. Dixie, with a chance to blow the game open, has handed it back to Utah Valley. 78-69. Mark Santiago at the free throw line trying to complete the three-point play. The shot is up and good. Utah Valley helped along by Dixie. Full court pressure on Booby James. The foul will go to Utah Valley finally. And I believe it'll be on Bowman. Bowman with the foul. That's his third. Dixie. That's the 16th foul. 78-70. Dixie by a narrow 8 points. And the full court pressure has rattled Dixie this time. Dixie has broken it time and time again. Dixie has broken it time and time again, only to throw the ball away. Richard Jardine inbounds to Booby James. James lost track of the basketball, stolen by Utah Valley. Back to Mark Santiago, back to Bowman. Bowman loses it out of bounds. Utah Valley with a chance to steal it. Jardine and James. James walking around in a little bit of a fog right now. Inbounds comes to Booby James. Double team in backcourt. Back to Richard Jardine. Jardine lob in the forecourt to Corby McDaniel. McDaniel against Sherwood. Right to the basket for two. Sherwood with a foul. And that's really what Dixie needs to do. Challenge the big man. Go right to the basket. They have the layup. That's number four on Sherwood. And McDaniel to shoot free throws. McDaniel with 11 points on the night. Dixie has been breaking the press. That's the frustrating thing. Dixie has been breaking the press. 10:05 left in the game. Free throw up. No good. Rebound. Battle for it. Jardine gets it. Goes up. There's a foul. And if it's on Sherwood, that's five. Utah Valley lobbying with the officials, too. That's five on Sherwood as McDaniel misses the free throw. Jardine. Fifth personal on Kerry Sherwood with 10:04 left in the ball game. Utah Valley loses. Sherwood finishes with two field goals, 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Do you go to Peter Martin? Martin is playing with four. Jardine to the free throw line has the 2 points tonight. And yes, you do. Peter Martin. It's really Dixie's game to win or lose at this point. Martin in with four personal fouls. And Martin can be a defensive force, no question about it. Jardine to the free throw line. The question is it two or one and one? They say two. Jardine on the missed free throw is going back up, they say. Richard Jardine to shoot a couple. First free throw, good. Dixie by 11. 81-70. 10:04 left in the game. Dixie led by 23. Timeout, Utah Valley. Back in 60 seconds.
Southern Utah Computer Systems, your authorized Apple dealer, offers cash back when you buy a qualified system. Now through March 31st, you not only get a more powerful, versatile, easy-to-use computer, you get something more. It's cash. Cash rebates of up to $800 per system during the Apple Pays Half promotion. Buy a qualifying computer system, and Apple will send you a rebate for up to half. See Southern Utah Computer Systems at 291 North Bluff in St. George, your authorized Apple dealer.
For those of you who are already experiencing the friendliest bank service in town, Sun Capital Bank thanks you and passes along this important news. Sun Capital Bank now offers a free checking account to their customers. No minimum balance required, no monthly service charges. Stop by either of the two Sun Capital Bank locations and check out the new free checking. The friendly service continues. The free checking is simply an added value. Sun Capital Bank.
Dixie College Basketball on 890 KDXU, St. George.
Jardine hits the second free throw. It's 82-70. Jardine out, Jerm Williams in, so a little smaller lineup for Dixie. Utah Valley with the basketball. They brought it back to within eight after trailing by 23 early in the first half, and that's in the first 10 minutes. Ryan Santiago right to the baseline against Rydolph. Clears it out in front to Moon. To Mark Santiago. His three-man guard line for Utah Valley. Tough to Matt Bowman. Back to Brian Santiago. Has the notion from three. Back to Mark Santiago. Pass underneath to Martin. Works on Crow. Turnaround jump shot short. Rebound. Craig Rydolph. Loses the ball. Picked up by Mark Santiago. Brian Santiago sets for three. No good. Rebound. Matt Bowman lays it up and in. Matt Bowman gets the basket back. Full court pressure. By Utah Valley. Inbounds comes to Booby James. Double team. Pass comes quickly into forecourt to Corby McDaniel. Dixie to play a little keep away. 82-72. Booby James whirling on Mark Santiago. Foul on Mark Santiago. Mark Santiago with his first. Utah Valley willing to put Dixie at the free throw line, and there is enough time. 9:17 left in the game, 82-72. Dixie out in front by 10. Dixie has Booby James and Marcus Austin with three personal fouls, but Utah Valley has lost Terry Sherwood. Free throw on the 1-1 by James. Good. Hangs on the rim. Hangs, and finally falls. 21 points to Booby James. Booby having a super year for Dixie. Second free throw up, short off the front of the rim. Rebound, Peter Martin. Dixie by 11. 83-72. Pass on the wing goes to Brian Santiago. Underneath to Martin. Turnaround jump shot. Martin up, no good. Rebound, Rydolph. Rydolph double team. Gets it to Booby James against Mark Santiago. Booby James loses the dribble suddenly and now picks it up to bring it into forecourt. That four corners offense again. Dixie by 11 to Corby McDaniel. Double teamed on McDaniel to Booby James. James gets the two men. There has to be somebody free. It's Corby McDaniel. Back to Booby James. Utah Valley is playing this four corners very well defensively. Booby James looking for help, directing traffic against Mark Santiago. Clears it out in front to Craig Rydolph. 15 seconds left on the shot clock. Rydolph looking for help. 8:33 left in the game. Rydolph making the move on Brian Santiago. Bounce pass underneath to Jerm Williams. Gets it. Dishes underneath. Throws it right away. Intended for Crow, who had the inside position. Dixie throws the ball away again. Dixie had the layup right there, and they threw the ball away. Intended for Crow. 83-72. Utah Valley with the basketball. Mark Santiago. Utah Valley being patient. They have to be. Out in front it comes to Scott Moon. Moon makes the move. Down the lane. Dishes out in front. Brian Santiago fakes the three-pointer. Back to Moon. Moon looking for help. They want to get it to Martin. Let him go to work. Brian Santiago behind the back dribble. Along the baseline. Cross court it goes to Scott Moon. Jump shot good. Scott Moon, five baskets this half, back to a nine-point lead. Double team on Booby James in backcourt. Gets beyond. Mark Santiago loses the ball, steps on the sideline. Ben Wagner wants the foul, but's not getting it from the Santiagos. They'll push you right out of bounds when the officials aren't looking. 83-74, back to a nine-point lead. 7:52 left in the game, and Utah Valley making a game of it because of Dixie's help. Brian Santiago, bounce pass at the angle goes to Bowman. Back to Brian Santiago. Goes right to the baseline. Jump shot under pressure. Up, no good. Rebound, Todd Crow. Under pressure, ball knocked away. Crow gets it back. Crow looks for help. Gets it to Booby James. James into forecourt. At the left angle, it goes to Jerm Williams. Underneath, the right alt against Martin. Layback shot, good. Foul on Martin. Right alt with a layup. Five fouls on Martin. Martin, with 7:26 left in the game, goes right to the sideline. Big, big basket with 7:26 left in the ballgame. As Jerm Williams found Rydolph, and Rydolph, the young man headed to the University of Utah, found a way to get the basket in and get the fifth foul on Martin. Finishes with 9 field goals, 18 points on the night. Rydolph, free throw, up and good. Three-point play. Rydolph has hit 7 straight free throws. Full court pressure by Dixie. They call the foul on Jerm Williams. Coming into forecourt. We'll send Brian Santiago to the free throw line. 7:23 left in the game. Dixie by 12. 86-74. Dixie really hasn't had much of a chance to put on its full court pressure because of the missed layup. Dixie has been so anxious, throwing the ball away, missing the layup. It's been Dixie's game to win or lose at this point. Crow, McDaniel, and James getting their heads together. Rydolph also there. McDaniel, the team captain, doing a little directing of traffic. Brian Santiago, who has hit 5 straight, 6 out of 7. Having an outstanding night. Free throw, first one, good. Santiago brothers are just fundamentally sound shooters. Brian and Mark and brother Kevin is with BYU. 86-75. 7:23 left in the game. And the full court pressure has rattled Dixie, especially in backcourt. Brian Santiago, second shot up and good. 8 straight free throws. Inbounds comes to Booby James. Back it comes to Jerm Williams. Williams in backcourt. Lob pass to McDaniel. McDaniel leaves it for Booby James. James into forecourt. James directing traffic. Wants to get it to Rydolph. Bounce pass instead goes to McDaniel. Back to James, thrown away. James cuts, McDaniel throws it away. 7:06 left in the game, and Dixie hands it back to Utah Valley. Dixie wants a timeout. 7:06 left, 86-76, back in 60 seconds.
Subway's double the meat on your favorite Subway subs, the Super Subs. They're stuffed, stacked, and double packed.
Stuffed, stacked, double packed. The Subway Super Subs. They got twice the meat to match the fat. You might think you're seeing double subs, stacked, double packed. The Subway Super Subs.
Subway sandwiches located on 700 South and North Bluff in St. George, also located in Cedar City. It's a celebration of savings open house going on right now at Motorsportsland in St. George. What a fantastic way to start out the new year. And what a great way to save on financing, prices, and incentives. Motorsportsland is Southern Utah's largest RV and marine dealer. You'll find top quality names like Winnebago, Prowler, Teton, Rambler, Bayliner, Wellcraft, and Cobalt. Motorsportsland will not be undersold. Let Motorsportsland make 89 a great year.
Dixie College Basketball on 890 KDXU, St. George.
7:05 left in the game, 86-76. To the high post, it goes to Jarman. Mark Santiago, three-point attempt, no good. Rebound tapped around, finally taken by Jerm Williams. They call the foul on Jerm Williams. Williams over the back of Bowman. Dixie had two men going after the rebound, and neither one of them could get it as it hit off both of their hands and ended up to Utah Valley. Every bounce, which seemed to go Dixie's way in the first half, is going Utah Valley's way this half. Bowman to shoot 1-1. Matt Bowman with 6 points on the night. Both big men, Peter Martin, the starter, and Kerry Sherwood, have fouled out for Utah Valley. Bowman, free throw. No good. Long rebound through the hands of Moon, taken by McDaniel. Just what Dixie needs. Booby James to walk it into forecourt will be picked up at midcourt by Utah Valley. To McDaniel, double team down the sidelines. It goes to Jerm Williams, all alone underneath. Crow for the bank shot. Williams with the assist, Crow with the basket. James doing a little cheerleading. Santiago into forecourt, looks for help. Out in front, Mark Santiago underneath. It goes to Jarman. Layup shot, no good. Rebound taken by Crow. Crow leaves it for Booby James. 6:25 left in the game. Dixie by 12, 88-76. Corby McDaniel in backcourt, ready to attack that pressure defense to Craig Reidolf. To Crow. Crow to the basket for two. Just what Dixie needs. Get the layups and challenge Crow with seven baskets this half. Full court pressure by Dixie. Dixie by 14 again. 90-76 at the angle. Mark Santiago drives the lane. Lays it off. Baseline jump shot Moon. Too long. Rebound. Jerm Williams. Dixie gets the boards again. To Booby James. To Corby McDaniel. McDaniel back to Booby James. 5:52 left in the game. Dixie trying to extend this one out. Will be picked up just beyond midcourt. 10-second call as Dixie took too long to get it across midcourt. James walking it into forecourt, never got it there. Mental mistake by Dixie. And once again, Dixie hands it back to Utah Valley. Dixie with a chance to break it open. 14-point lead, 90-76. 5:46 left in the game. Brian Santiago looks for help at the angle. Brian Santiago clears it out in front to brother Mark. Mark back to Brian. Brian head fakes underneath. It goes to Bowman. Gets away. Layback shot. Good. Matt Bowman. Bowman got away underneath against Todd Crow. Double team on James. Splits the guards. Pass into forecourt. Comes to Craig Reidolf. To Corby McDaniel for the layup. There's a foul. McDaniel with a basket. It looked like Reidolf traveled near midcourt, but did not. Foul. We'll be on 20, Cam Jarman. That's three on Cam Jarman. Dixie by 14 again. 92-78, and Corby McDaniel with a chance for the three-point play. 13 points on the night for Corby. Is 1-for-3 from the free throw line. Dixie must hit free throws. They'll shoot a lot the rest of the night. Van Rose ready to come back in. McDaniel shot up. No good. Rebound brought down by Jarman. In the forecourt, Mark Santiago will let fly from three. Soft, not enough. It will be grabbed on the rim. Offensive interference. It's out of bounds to Dixie. Ruby James wanted the grab and wanted the technical for grabbing the rim, but didn't get it. The official did not get it. They figured it was enough. Full court pressure. Offensive interference. Williams. Inbound to Ruby James. Gets it to Corby McDaniel. Stan Rose back in. Alley-oop intended for Crow. Too big. Crow had the layup. McDaniel threw it too big. 5:10 left in the game. And Dixie is making this a nail-biter. Mark Santiago. Left angle. It goes to Brian Santiago. Head fake. Wants a three-pointer. Can't take it. To Stan Rose. Rose. Jump pass underneath to Mark Santiago. Bank shot. No good. Rebound cleared away by James. Reach-in foul on Mark Santiago. James will shoot free throws. That's number two on Mark Santiago.